It is. We're on the verge of history here.
Lisa Murkowski appears to have beaten the odds, and by a margin larger than anyone expected. As of this morning, the incumbent senator's write-in campaign has apparently garnered as much as 41% of the vote, compared with fellow Republican Joe Miller's approximate 34%. Democrat Scott McAdams has about a fourth of the vote. How many of the write-ins are actually Murkowski's has yet to be determined. The counting process could take weeks. In the U.S. representative race, Don Young easily won over Democrat challenger Harry Crawford by a 2-1 margin. This will be Young's 20th term in Congress. Republican Sean Parnell will remain in the governor's mansion for his first full term in the office. Democrats Ethan Berkowitz and Diane Benson tallied only about 38% of the vote. Parnell and his running mate, Meade Treadwell, received about 57%.
One cannot anticipate something like that. One can only respond, and in this case, we're thankful to be here.
Meanwhile, in the legislature, Republicans added two seats to their House majority, going from 22 to 24 members, but the Senate remains a 10-10 split along party lines, with Catherine Geisel keeping Con Bundy's former seat within the Republican fold. In the House races, Mike Kelly, Republican incumbent, is trailing Democrat Bob Miller by about 700 votes in Fairbanks, but Interior incumbent Democrat Woody Salmon is down about the same number to his Republican challenger Alan Dick. In Anchorage, incumbent Democrat Bob Book has fallen to Mia Costello, and the seat Harry Crawford left to challenge Don Young passed into the Republican column with Lance Pruitt's victory over Barbara Norton. Surviving a social conservative campaign, Justice Dana Fabe keeps her place on the state's Supreme Court with a 53% voter approval. The voters also approved $400 million in state bonds for school and university projects across the state. They also extended by 6 more years a special mortgage program for veterans. The mortgage program does not impact general taxpayers, but is covered by the mortgage holders. Voters rejected by 60% a proposal to increase the number of state legislators, the Senate by 2 members, and the House by 4.